fighting for America.
We did exactly what needed to be done in order to catch those who were guilty on 9/11 and to prevent a further attack. And we were successful on both parts.
This report says it was not successful.
The report's full of crap.
Fighting for Idaho.
The president has the legal authority now. It's exactly the same legal authority that he had 6 years ago, and he didn't do anything about it. And since then, he has deported more than 2 million immigrants.
Fighting for you.
No, Kevin, I logged 35,000 miles on my Chevy pickup in the last year.
I hope it wasn't a lease.
And it wasn't. And our roads aren't bad.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, 580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the Morning. Good to have you with us. Phone number is 580-5436. 580-KIDO, we are talking about the Ferguson protests coming to the Treasure Valley. Do you believe it's that bad here? Let's go back to the phones, and we go to Gene in CUNA with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my friend. This thing with Ferguson, Kevin, I really don't know what to think. Coming to Idaho, come on, guys. I mean, we got much bigger things to worry about than Ferguson, and when all that was pretty much instigated by outsiders in the first place, the people I listened to that actually lived in Ferguson, they wanted nothing to do with the looting and the rioting and all that garbage that was going on. They really wanted to live a peaceful life, and yeah, okay, a colored kid got killed by a white cop. Okay, big deal. That happens, like, what, every day, or if not more, and you know, white people get killed by colored officers. Okay, well, so what? But you don't hear about none of that. And I heard one gentleman say that, well, I'm afraid to be black in America. You know, I'm afraid to be a black man in America now. It's like, oh, come on, get a life already. You know, you've been here for what, 20, 30 years, and all of a sudden now you're afraid to be black in America? Give me a break. These guys, I'm sure they've got bigger things to worry about than just the color of their skin, because if you cut one of these fellas like me, you, or anybody else, they're going to bleed the same red blood that everybody else bleeds. So, you know, let's get over our petty differences and start, you know, start living like we're supposed to be living, like the good Lord wanted us to live. You know, be peaceful with each other, not always be warring with each other and all this nonsense. I've often thought that if there's something going on in a certain state that really makes headlines and you see this thing day in, day out, hour after hour, that I'm wondering what the government's up to that they don't want us knowing about because they've got our attention averted elsewhere. Your thoughts, maybe?
I'm with you, Gene. I'll get, you know, here's the deal. We live in the best place on God's green earth, the Treasure Valley. We don't have crime. We don't have traffic problems. We don't have a lot of things. Right?
No.
So why are these people stirring it up?
Yeah, I believe that they're not happy unless they're making somebody else's life miserable. And even then, it's like a lot of these Muslims over in Sandyland, you know, it's like they're miserable, so they take it upon themselves to make everybody else miserable. And even if they did, say they did control Iraq, or say they did control Iran, or Pakistan, or wherever, or North Africa, or someplace, well, then another group would come in, more radical than they, and then they would be fighting with each other. So they're not gaining any ground instead of being peaceful like they all claim they are, which I have yet to see, but
sure,
you know how it goes.
I'm with you. Gene, God bless. Take care.
God bless, my brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we go to Linda and Emmett with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, dear.
Good morning, Kevin. I'm glad you're back in town. I missed you last week.
Now, wait a minute. You had a lot of compelling interviews with Phil Hardy that people complained about. David Horowitz. What'd you think of Diamond Phil?
You know,
he wasn't that good.
Nobody can live up to you.
Well, bless your heart.
Well, to get back to the question, I don't see the chance of anything like what went on in Ferguson and then a whole list of other towns with...
Well, then why are these slappies protesting here?
What are they protesting? We've got the best place in the world to live, and some schmucks out there making it tough on people? Give me a break. God, makes me so angry. We've got so much. You know, people come over the borders and sneak in, and nobody's doing anything about it. The borders should have been closed 20 years ago. And to expect us to pick up the balance of their over exuberance and what money they're spending.
No, you're right, Linda. And Linda, I got to run, but thank you.
Okay, dear.
All right, appreciate the call. I mean, really, what the media is doing here, whether it's Benghazi, whether it's the torture report, whether it's the Ferguson-like protests, they're tearing people down. They're tearing this country apart. They're attacking the police. And I love how the NFL and the NBA and everything else, we don't know what's going to happen with the Eric Garner story. We don't know what's going to happen with the kid killed, unfortunately, by the Cleveland cop. By the way, the kid did have a BB gun, but he took off the red tip, okay? He took off the thing that will allow the cop to see this. The folks that called in said, I think he has a toy gun. That was not related to the police officer. So until... And look, I don't have an issue with this until we are all going to strap on six shooters, not to be cliche-ish here, strap on six shooters and go take down the bad guys. Pow, pow, pow. I think this criticism of the police is unfair. 580-5436, and I think it's ridiculous that we have people protesting in the Treasure Valley. Kevin Miller in the morning. We go to Pro-Life with Kevin Miller. Good morning, Pro-Life.
Yeah, you know, it is ridiculous that they're protesting. And I think that people that listen to the media are really not very intelligent. Of course, I look at it once in a while, but they're just driving all kinds of things, and we shouldn't pay attention to it. One of the reasons I'm calling today is...
I think it's impossible to ignore that, though.
Yeah, it is.
Because it's not reporting, it's propaganda.
Yeah, well, it is propaganda. And one of the reasons I'm calling this morning is while Congress was passing the omnibus spending bill, the Department of Justice said that Indian reservations throughout the United States, even in states like Idaho, can grow pot and sell pot on Indian reservations. And that story is not broken yet, but it will. And you can Google that. It'll come up in the next few days. And I think it should be made a big deal because the Department of Justice should not be able to do that. It's a state issue.
What are you talking about? They write the rules as they go.
Right, I know they do, and that's an impeachable offense. And I think that we ought to just throw a big fit about it. And I think that a sheriff, the governor, should say, no, we're not going to have pot on any of the reservations in Idaho. And so...
All right, we appreciate that. Thank you once again for making your own subjects. We go to Brian with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I am living the dream.
Glad to see you back in town and all the good stuff. Hey, perhaps a sing-off with Chief Party Bob again.
Hello, Brian. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Good. Take two.
So there was an incident this last October, Halloween. It was at a church event. And a teenager dressed up as an assassin and equipped themselves with a CO2 gun that looked just like a 9mm MNP, as it's known. They pulled it out and began pointing it at someone, and I subdued them by tackling them to the ground until they started screaming, it's not real, it's not real. It was a CO2 gun after the fact. They had borrowed from their brother. And that was a scenario where I'm glad that nothing more dramatic had come about from that.
So you tackled him, did you? What else did you do?
I tackled her.
It was a woman.
It was a female, 17 years of age.
A woman dressed up as an assassin?
she came to a Halloween party dressed up as an assassin. Yeah.
But she won't do that again.
I don't think so. But so
why
yeah.
Why doesn't she dress up like Betsy Ross or something? Some female role model, Hillary Clinton.
She didn't probably learn how to sew or something like that, I suppose. So
your point anyway, Brian.
My point is that even in what was considered a safe environment, something can happen. And it simply means that every person needs to be prepared to defend themselves or others should they discern it necessary, though that's something they always pray never has to happen.
Yeah, but what do you make of the people here in Boise going, no justice, no peace, Black Lives Matter, all human life has value?
Well, I do agree that all human life does have value. I have every esteem for those who do serve our community and seeking to protect and serve as their motto qualifies, though at the same time, challenges that are met that they have every day. I'm not certain how to say, how do you say on one side, hey, I really appreciate what you're doing, but when a felony has been committed against myself or my daughter, yet you refuse to arrest anybody, that's where I have a challenge with that.
Brian, God bless you. Thank you for the call.
You bet.
All right. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Coming up, Hotel Ryan leaves us. We'll find out.
In your trust every morning, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Up all night. Staying up all night.
Hey, good morning, everybody. K. Melly in the morning. You know, I've known about this for quite some time. A gentleman who has been with me for... Oh, really, everybody here at the radio family, but who cares about the other nitwits? How long have you been here with us, Ryan?
I think it's been just about 3 years, pretty close to 3 years.
3 years. I remember when he first came here, and now he's getting ready to leave us. And I thought, well, why not have him on? He's doing something very significant, very special. And here at the Kevin Miller Show, we try and, again, reflect and represent the values of not only this community but of the country. And so when I was talking to Ryan and he was counting down his days to leaving, I said, well, you have to come on and we have to talk about this because this is something that happens in the living rooms and the kitchens and the high schools and the colleges of folks across our area and across the country. And I said, why don't we share that experience? And we have a very special way where we're going to keep in touch with Ryan when he leaves. And I don't want to spoil your announcement. So tell us where you're going.
Well, Kevin, in February, I decided to enlist in the Air Force, the Air National Guard, more specifically. And so on Wednesday, I leave for basic training, and then I go straight to my technical school, and I will be right here doing radio with you again mid-July.
Well, it'll be good to have you back, but you've been waiting for this quite some time. The date has kind of floated for a while now.
The date was up in the air when I would actually leave. There were some other things that I was hoping would pan out, and they didn't, which was okay because I think it benefited me in the long run. It gave me some time to spend time here and, you know, work up to this last day and then also get ready to leave.
Well, why did you do this? Why serve the military? You're young. You can have fun. Your generation is the millennial generation. A lot of folks of your ilk have joined the military. A lot of people have just decided to play World of Witchcraft for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and I don't feel like doing that. I never got into witchcraft. You know, I decided to join just because I wanted to continue my education and go to grad school. And also, I actually tried to enlist back when I was about 18 or 19, and it just wasn't in the cards then. And I got to see a friend of mine go through it, and he's been in the Coast Guard for a while, and I got to see another friend join the Navy. And so just it's always been kind of in front of my face, and I've been a little jealous, and the cards were right this time, and it just seemed to be the best thing for me.
Well, yeah, I know you're going to miss your facial hair, and you know you had a great beard going here. But what does this say to you, your family listening right now in California? What would you like to say to them?
Well, hello to my mom, and I'm not sure if my dad is listening, but they're in Southern California, and I love them, and I miss them. And my aunt and uncle here in Meridian are listening also, and they actually wanted to say hi, and they listen in just about every morning. So you got that, Kevin. You got two people that listen.
That's great. And we got mom and hopefully dad in California. What about serving your country? You know, we talk about it, but you're actually living it. What is your expectation versus the reality? I mean, you're going to go to a place where they're going to tell you when to get up. They're going to tell you what you're going to do. It's going to be very regimented.
You know, that's something that I personally am a little bit used to with, you know, very competitive sporting background when I was in high school and when I was younger. So I'm okay with that. But as far as serving my country, I feel like the more that I can serve my country, the more my country will serve me back. It's a give and take.
Sure.
And I think that is something that everyone has to look forward to. And it's just it's part of our nation. It's part of what our Constitution is and what our history is. So why not go for it and do something bigger and greater and serve more people?
Now, what are you going to be doing during Christmas?
Let's see. I'll probably be running at least a mile and a half. I'll probably be doing a lot of push-ups and sit-ups.
You'll be working Christmas.
Yeah, you can call that working, I guess.
All right. So there is no Christmas holiday for the military.
You know, they might give me an extra biscuit with some gravy. I don't think I'm going to get any cake or dessert. And maybe a letter or two from some family or friends.
Our friend Bob, good for this gentleman. There's no greater honor than to serve your country on Ryan. If you're just tuning in, our friend Hotel Ryan getting ready to leave us. Coming back, but he's going to enlist in the military, already has. Bob, a veteran who served our country with honor and distinction, thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you, Bob.
What are you? What's it been like going from Joe Civilian, though? You've been doing some classes and things. What's that like, getting acclimated to the military culture?
That's been real interesting because so I'll be out there, and you know, I'm not able to be in uniform yet. So they parade and march us around and just...
Really? They won't let you in uniform?
Not yet. Yeah, we can't. Yeah, I got to earn it.
Right. No, now, before I went to basic training, I was in high school, and one of my big shocks that happened to me is I had my hair long when I had some follicles, and the mullet was the hip thing.
Yeah.
And
you should bring that back.
You know, if I could, I would, trust me, but the follicles just aren't there anymore. And what I did is, you know, they gave me my uniform. I was so proud, so I went and changed, and yet my hair was down to my shoulders. And they go, you better get a haircut, get your military. And then they start yelling at me. And then that was the end of the long hair. And then when I was out of the military, I couldn't grow it again.
That's, man.
This is compelling stuff. But, you know, if you'd like to wish Ryan good luck, 580-5436. We're all very proud of him getting ready to leave us and to do things that people, you know, you're going to meet people from all over the country, really.
I'm excited for that because I'm not very well traveled here within the United States, so I'm excited to meet some people from some new areas and see some new things.
Now, and we'll get into this in a minute because you do have some, and we haven't gone over this. You can say whatever you want. Certainly, it's for the listeners' benefit. Some of your experiences behind the scenes working on this program.
I've been taking a couple of notes right here. I've got a little list.
Do you really? Yeah. The naughty list, I suppose. Yes. You know, doing the school thing and everything else. And, you know, I think I've actually probably gotten you ready for the military.
I think so. I think for how early we get up and do remotes.
Right.
And go into the schools.
Right.
And then when everything hit the fan, the way that you...
Right.
You were like my MTI.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need a piece of paper. Where's this? Where's that?
Right.
Get up, get down, roll left, roll right. Yes. Now, this is going to be tough. Before we go to see if those headphones work there... you know, here we have this young man who, again, has been with our program for many, many years, leaving us during Christmas. And this is our way of saluting him and saluting all those brave men and women that honestly do this. You know, we always talk about for the troops, and we're going to have some lovely troop messages coming up here at 580KIDO, as we do every year. But we realize those just aren't anonymous voices. Those are actually – see, I'm even having you work here while you're doing your segment trying to get the headphones to work.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, there's no – those jacks. So what we'll do is we'll turn off the microphones and let people call in. But what I'm saying is this goes on all over the country. And when you have someone in a sub on the DMZ or anywhere else, you know, these are the type of young people that are keeping us safe. We go to the phones and we go to Jim and Star for Hotel Ryan with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO.
Hey guys, hey Hotel Ryan, you're a good kid, man, and anybody that can put up with Millie like you do in those freezing temperatures out in Walmart parking lots, if you can do that, dude, you can handle the military. You'll be all right.
Appreciate that.
Hey, I wanna give you a little tip, a little word of advice. If they send you out, what are you gonna go?
Thank you for listening, Jim. Just get to it. Quit doing shtick. Let's go.
I'm not doing shtick. This isn't shtick. What are you gonna be doing?
I'm going to be doing civil engineering.
Engineering?
Jim, okay. Get to the point.
Well, my point is this. I just want to make sure that if Hotel Ryan does have to take arms, that our government doesn't tell him that he's not allowed to shoot at the bad guys until he's shot at, because that's not really a winning strategy. And I just want you to keep yourself protected, buddy, and come home in one piece. Take care.
Cool. Well, thank you. I will do that. And, you know, I think the good thing is maybe I don't think I'll be overseas, and I think I'll talk strategy with them on your behalf once I get in.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Okay.
All right, Jim, thank you for the call. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. More coming up if you'd like to say goodbye to Hotel Ryan. By the way, what we're going to do is, and you and I talked about this, we're going to get your address. We're going to put it up on our website. We'll give it out to people. If you'd like to get letters, are you allowed to get letters?
I am allowed to get letters, especially during basic training. So basic training, I will get my first phone call, one of my only phone calls.
Hold on. 208-580-5436.
That's right.
I think tell your folks there, tell the folks that are running the place that you have to call into the program.
Okay.
I think that'll pull a lot of weight.
You think so? We'll do it that way then?
You know what you really need to do? When you get there, you need to tell them what they're doing wrong. I think they like that.
Or I could have you guys write to me, and then I could relay the message.
Yeah, exactly. Just recite it word for
word. They just won't kill the messenger, right?
More coming up, though. Life in the military during the holidays, during the Christmas season. We'd love to hear from you. Those of you that have served, any advice that you would give our great friend Ryan, we would appreciate it. Well, quickly, we're going to go to your dad. Good morning, sir. You're on with Hotel Ryan.
Hey, Ray French here. Frenchie's here. Frenchie in the house.
Yes, I remember you from the Christmas party.
Hey, how's it going?
Great. Well, we've got about a minute. What would you like to say to your son on the radio?
Hey, Ryan, just keep being the great big brother that you've always been, you know, and you always look out for other people. And this kid's a go-getter. He doesn't hesitate. He goes for it. And I know you're going to succeed at whatever you do, Ryan. Love you so much. Mom's here, and she loves you too.
And I love you guys.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Can't look forward to seeing you at graduation, Ryan. Take care. You guys all have a good day.
That's going to be awesome. Me too. I can't wait.
All right. Love you.
All right. He loves you.
Well, I love him too.
All right.
I love my mom and my dad.
All right.
Well, love you too.
All right. Take care, Dad.
All right. Bye now.
Bye. Again, God bless you, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Kevin. And, you know, everything that you've done for me, I really appreciate also. And just being able to be here and be a part of this good station.
All the crazy nightmares, but give us your address and we'll write you. God bless our friend Hotel Ryan. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men.
Good morning. It is 5:39. Kevin Miller in the morning. Thank you very much for joining us. Here we are, the Manly Man segment, to our friend TC on Facebook, who I've seen a few times and said something about my appearance. Thank you, TC. He was getting Manly Man withdrawal. So, TC, we live to serve. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Kevin.
Yeah, I can't remember. Last time I saw him, it was like 2 years ago. He goes, ha! You're right about your looks or something like that. He said it in a kind of loving way, you know.
Hmm.
If you're self-deprecating, you can't be offended when people agree with you.
No, that's true.
You really can't. You know, it's funny. Maybe it's the end of the year and it's, I don't know, we could talk about what happened in Australia, what's happening in Pakistan today. But it's torture, 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 much more on torture. To torture or not to torture, that's the question, I guess.
Yeah, I can't talk about anything.
You can't.
Yeah, I've got a first world problem here. My computer's totally frozen.
Oh my gosh! You see, I don't think it's a problem.
Don't you
see? What you didn't get the memo? The memo is to make you a better person. See, anybody can succeed if they have working computers. But to be a great talent, to be a great entertainer. It comes down to you depend on something, kind of like yesterday. I wanted to go to something, and let's go to Billy. Billy. No, Billy.
I should be a great person that, oh, look at that. All my processes not responding.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll just shove this off the shelf.
How did we ever get through this world without computers?
I don't know. I can't tell you this, by the way, though. I'll update you. I-84 eastbound at Galloway of an accident just happened.
Okay.
So there. Look at that. I'm breaking news as it happens.
Breaking news as it happens. Yeah.
Now, that I can tell you. Not because it's on my computer, my first world problem I have right now, but only because it's on this screen in front.
That doesn't sound good.
Well, that's not good at all. Do you hear that noise?
Yeah.
That's coming out of my computer. What does that mean?
You had a good run.
Well, see you, everybody.
We're not allowed to. We're not allowed to carry on campus, are we?
No.
See, I'd say you put the computer out of its misery.
I just did. I hard booted it.
Oof.
Yeah, I'm gonna get in trouble by somebody now.
Well, you know, like I said, it's amazing. You know, this is why we call it the Manly Man segment. So
it's just our life as it happens.
It's something that you won't hear exactly.
No, that's them telling me there's an accident at Gown Road.
Anywhere else? Live breaking news as it happens.
It is as it happens. I tell you.
So, if you were in charge of the anti-terrorism unit, I'd say CTU, but you know, that's kind of dated now because of Jack Bauer. Let's say you were Kerry Matheson, your homeland, and you had to torture someone to get to prevent an attack that happened in Australia yesterday, or this Pakistani school. God forbid something like that would happen today. When I ever hear the news, ISIS is attacked, I'm so scared that it's going to be on this soil.
Yeah, and you know, that is always a possibility, that things that are happening elsewhere could happen here. And are you asking me, is it worth it to torture?
Yes.
Bring on the bucket.
Bring on the bucket.
Yep. Bring on the bucket.
You know, there was a guy, and you probably remember him, Rusty Humphreys. Remember him?
Yeah, he used to be a talk show host.
Yeah, did really wonders in Reno. Mm-hmm. Then was a syndicated guy. Now almost died, actually. Had a lump on his neck there, and it was his carotid artery was almost gone, like some parasite had eaten it up.
Holy cow!
And he had been misdiagnosed and everything. He did a blog on it.
Mm-hmm.
So
good for him.
Yeah, but you know, Rusty always, you know, had a certain way of looking at things. And when waterboarding first came out, he actually videoed himself being waterboarded.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I figured you would.
Yeah, I do remember that now.
And he lasted like 2 seconds. It was so horrific.
Yeah, I can't imagine it as pleasant, but that's why they call it torture, Kevin.
I'm thinking.
Usually a pillow fight's not considered torture.
I'm thinking, since you're in favor of the bucket, see, I'm a humanitarian, and never a vegetarian, but a humanitarian. Maybe we should bring that back.
Waterboarding?
For the staff.
I bet. Oh, wow, they do here.
I don't think you were supposed to release that information.
Oh, sorry, that was a mistake. That wasn't on the air anyway. No, you know, I'll bet you I would be willing to guess that there are things and tactics being used today under this administration that is being used to get information, whether it's waterboarding or whether it's sleep deprivation or whether it's, you know, whatever it might be. There are tactics being used.
Yeah, but what do you make of the people that the press select? Well, we're above that, and we shouldn't do that. And you're thinking to yourself, really?
Well, I have to come down to, again, and as a number of national hosts have talked about, the fact if it came down between waterboarding some guy or between 123 kids being killed in a school, I would choose the guy being waterboarded if it got that information out of him.
Then why do we have the press continuing to attack the administration for doing the right thing?
This administration or the old administration?
This administration.
Where
you know, because as you said, I think that, you know, we already ripped President Bush, but, you know, Obama's done a few things. He's gotten a pass, but I mean, granted, you know, did Khalid Sheikh Mohammed break under Bush or did he break under Obama? Well, I get, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what? I don't care who he broke under. I'm glad he broke.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad he broke, whether it's this president, the past president, or I'm glad he broke.
But why do we have to give people the benefit of the doubt, the bad people? That's what I don't understand their philosophy, that they have to give the terrorists the benefit of the doubt. Well, we shouldn't do that. Look, they're going to kill us. They do bad things to us. They torture our people. You know, did you hear over the holidays the audacity of ISIS? They're saying that James Foley of New Hampshire his parents can have his body back for $1 million.
Yeah. I mean, how bad is that?
Right.
You know, it's and so then they get upset at us because we do something against them. Well, you know, I guess it's that if we're mean to them, then they'll really be mean to us. They're really going to be mean to you if they get a chance anyway.
I would agree.
I mean, that is the truth. They will be mean to you if they get that chance anyway.
And it goes back to Homeland, which really is not good for the Pakistanis. They really throw a bad light. The plot is that the Pakistanis are in it with the Taliban against us, and we don't realize it.
Mm-hmm.
And one could say that, you know, truth is stranger than fiction, but in this case, they have it right, and we can't comprehend how they think. We really can't. And I think in reality, we can. I mean, these people... They call it the graveyard of empires for a reason.
Yeah, no, I don't think we can. At least I know I can't. I can't understand. I was not raised there. I was not raised with that hatred toward people or groups. You know, so it escapes me. It totally escapes me, you know, the mentality. But, you know, maybe that's a good thing that it escapes me.
Here's something that, you know, it's funny. We had this story on yesterday, and Channel 7 did something akin to it as well, where they did a story. They're interviewing one of the Ada County sheriff's deputies, and they're talking about thieves taking advantage of a trusting community. And they're talking about that people don't lock their doors, they don't lock their cars, and then they're stunned that things get stolen.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about the Treasure Valley here.
Yeah.
We still live in the thought process that this is a super nice place. And one of the things I did learn when I was involved with the Citizens Police Academy.
That's when you became a cop.
No, but that's when I went through the program where I learned about all the different areas of the police department, that there are parts of Boise that some people would be stunned going, wait, that's not as nice as you think. There is an underbelly in the community that's not as nice as you would like to think.
Right.
I mean, there's some bad stuff that goes on in this town.
I stay away from those places.
Well, you know, sometimes you can't. Sometimes you have to go right through those areas, and it's important to keep your eyes open and be alert and aware.
Yeah.
Because there are those who will want to do bad things. Hey, I got something here for you.
All right.
Survey is out. 96% of employees would forego their company Christmas party in lieu of a company cash bonus instead.
Well, they're being selfish.
4% say no, they'd rather have the party. I'm thinking that's the managers. I'm just saying that 4%.
Or the people that suck up like me. I love the company Christmas party. I look forward to it every year.
Do you? We got one coming up this
week. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm publicly
saying. So you're part of the 4%?
I'm part of the suck up percent, yes.
Oh, okay. I found that fascinating, though. 96% would say, you know what? The money you invest in the party, just cut me a check.
Because, you know, they're selfish. They don't want to hang out with who doesn't want to hang out with people that you hardly know? I mean, you spend probably more of your life with people at work than anywhere else. Why not spend more people?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I spend more time here at work than I spend at home.
And we're happy and glad that you do that.
I'm sure you are. Hey, I got my computer back working.
I have to say is that I'm trying to think of the most unique Christmas party. I've been to a few where, you know, do you have to be a complete dope to drink at a Christmas party?
Yes.
I like whatever. Shots for everybody!
Yeah.
It's not free because the company is still going to have to pay for those. Not me! Woohoo!
Yeah, no, I make it a point that I do not drink anything other than soda at the company party. I have no reason to have all my inhibitions let go. I might tell a coworker what I think. That'd be bad. I'd be bad if I told you, Kevin, what I think.
Let me tell you, Miller. You got issues? Let me tell you about your issues.
I'll show you your issues here, buddy.
And I was very happy last year. I got the best bonus ever from
you
the
did?
Company Christmas party last year.
What'd you get?
And I really shouldn't brag because someone else will scam it from me this year, but I got all the wings.
Wings?
There were leftover wings.
We had wings last year?
We had wings. We had hamburgers. I think we had hot dogs, and at the end of it, you know, everybody's making their speeches. I'm going, hey, it's a bag of wings.
And you took them and ran.
I did. I looked at the boss, Mr. G, and I said, I got my bonus, Mr. G. What's that, little Kevy? I go, I got the wings.
And you made a run for it.
And he looked at me. Yep. And that was it.
Wow.
They didn't charge me for them either.
That's pretty good. They'll get you this year.
That was good for, I don't know, that was good for a day or so.
See, I had to leave and go to a part-time job last year. And this year, I have to leave because on the other station, we have a basketball game that I got to go set up for.
Man, you're always working.
Yeah, so I'll be there for a little bit and then have to leave to work.
Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's kind of tough making small talk with people that you work with. How are you? Hey, I'm good.
How about that computer that keeps locking up on me? First world problem, isn't it, Dave? They don't suffer from that in Bangladesh.
I'd say, really, I'm sorry. My computer works well. I've got a nice, shiny laptop. Well, did you reboot it? Yes, I rebooted it.
Of course I did. What else do we know that's out there? Anything good
going
on?
I'm just going back to the torture thing. And oh, here's something. And you don't watch CNN, do you?
Once in a while, I do, yes.
You know, you've been a veteran of broadcasting for just ballpark. How many years?
1975 was my first year in radio.
But you've seen people come and go on TV and all that. I'm just sitting there watching now I think CNN has something like similar to The View, like Fox has The View. Everybody has The View and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you have these, and I can't play it because it's a video. CNN panel mimics discredited hands up, don't shoot. And then you have another woman going, I can't breathe. Really, guys? Okay, if you really cared, how many of these folks have been to the inner city? Oh, let's say Chicago, where there's a lot of crime happening, and do some in-depth, thorough reporting.
None of them.
Yeah. I mean, but everybody gloms onto it. And there's some phoniness to everything except this program. That's a disingenuous statement, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Come on. Really? I mean, we're going to put our hands up and that's going to stop things?
No. And the truth is, until you walk in somebody else's shoes, it's difficult to understand where they're coming from. But, yeah. Oh, by the way, just to let you know, that Gown Road off-ramp is closed right now.
Ooh.
Hughes Broadway. It's a semi-truck and two cars. But until you walk a mile in somebody else's shoes, and I don't know. I've never lived in the inner city. I've never been a minority. I don't know what it's like.
Well, when you lived in the foreign country, you were a minority.
I was. And you know what? It was very different at that point. My white skin, when I walked into a restaurant, people would turn around and look just because of my appearance. And it is a very different feeling.
Yes.
It is a very different feeling. So, so it's difficult, but, you know, the media is making a big to-do of it. And like you said, some of these people, the closest they have gotten to an inner city is flying over it in the airplane.
Right. But, you know, that's what a consultant said. Hey.
Yeah.
Very scary. None of that gobbledygook here.
I got to run, though.
Bye.
Traffic now as you're coming out of Canyon County.
And keep it here. Stay informed. Kevin Miller.
Serving Meridian.